The best mix in the morning show, 98.3 The Coast. I'm Brittany Stiles with your Daily Dish. Yesterday we learned the cause of death for Bob Saget. He apparently died of a head injury. Investigators think he hit his head and then went to sleep without realizing he was injured. No drugs or alcohol were involved in Bob's death, but they believe he passed away in his sleep. So sad. McDonald's is bringing back their Shamrock Shake starting February 21st. Super Bowl tickets are selling for as much as $55,000 on Ticketmaster, and VIP Super Bowl suites are selling for as much as $1.2 million. Wow, can you even imagine being able to afford that? And speaking of the Super Bowl, rehearsals have been underway for the halftime show, and they've been playing Bon Jovi and other rock music, blasting outside of the stadium so that people passing by can't hear what's going on because they want to keep it a secret. That's brilliant. They could probably change it up, though, to make sure that people, you know, not everybody loves Bon Jovi. I mean, we do, but not everybody, and not all the time. And M&M's is celebrating Valentine's Day with a new flavor called Black Forest Cake, a milk chocolate center with chocolate cherry Black Forest Cake flavor and rich dark chocolate covered in a crunchy candy shell. Sounds horrible, right? I'll have to buy a bag and eat the whole thing just to be sure it's horrible. I'll report back. That's your Daily Dish. Cyndi Lauper, Train, and Taylor Dayne coming up on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show.